KFFB is 106.1 FM. This is Bob Connell thanking you so much for joining us for day number three as we're talking with Congressman Vic Snyder. And Congressman, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
It's great to be with you, Bob.
Well, today we're going to talk about defense. This is something that you chair and you are very dear to your heart. I've actually sat in and where you're chairmanship in one of the committees. And it's amazing what's talked about and the questions are brought forth. Tell us what's going on with defense.
Well, let me give a quick overview of what's going on with the Congress, and then I want to talk about my subcommittee a little bit if I can. I think defense is one of those areas where you're really seeing the Congress in a bipartisan manner pulled together. That's always been true. We try to do that, but a lot of years there are some issues that crop up that get pretty volatile. I don't think we're seeing a lot of that this year. We've done the defense appropriations bill and the defense bill coming out of the House. Both those bills are now in conference. We've got to do the final version, you know, resolve the difference between the Senate and the House. But I think that you're going to find a lot of broad agreement in those bills. Probably the most significant change we've been seeing going on with regard to defense is the President's refocusing on Afghanistan, including moving troop levels down in Iraq and increasing them in Afghanistan. The reason that's not creating a whole uproar in the Congress is the military, the highest levels of leadership, have been saying for 2 or 3 years that they were just literally pleading for additional troops for Afghanistan. And you know, if you have a policy of a clear hold and build, and all you do is clear the bad guys out, and you don't have enough troops to hold the area, you can never build. And that was the problem that they've been having for the last 2 or 3 years. So that's why you're seeing not so much political heat around the defense discussions. We really are pulling together in a bipartisan way. I want to say a word about my subcommittee. I'm the chairman of the Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee, and I know you have a lot of military folks and military retirees and veterans in your listening area. And so if I were to throw out the acronym PME, probably wouldn't mean much to a lot of listeners, but it stands for Professional Military Education. And my subcommittee is doing a study, probably about a 6 or 8 month study on professional military education, and it has been really interesting and I think really important, and I think the highest levels of leadership in our military, all branches, have really appreciated the focus we've put on it. And what we're talking about is, you know, those schools that our officers go to at different stages of their career to learn about strategy, to learn about tactics, to learn about how to work with, like, the State Department and USAID, to learn about how they work with other cultures. And, you know, it's a different world now than it was during the Cold War. And so the issue always is our leaders learning the tools that they need to confront the needs of the future. And it's just been an interesting thing to do rather than looking at, you know, how do you train Iraqi troops or what about the F-22? Because we actually go do visits on these campuses, and they feel and look like, you know, college campuses, and they have seminars, and they try to get people in there from the civilian agencies. They fight over who gets to have the State Department person in their class because they try to learn from each other. But I think we're going to do a report, and we'll probably send it around to all the news folks. But it's one of those things that doesn't get a whole lot of attention, but I think our military has really appreciated us refocusing on that, because when you're at war, sometimes your education, you get shoved a bit off the side, because by definition, you have to be focused on winning that war. But over the long term, we recognize that we don't do ourselves any favor at all by not staying focused on the education, particularly of our officers.
What about the new equipment that's coming in? You got any thoughts on the stuff that's coming in?
Well, you know, the probably the biggest issue that came up in the last few months was what to do with the F-22, and the Secretary Gates, supported by the President, and Secretary Gates felt this way when he was President Bush's Secretary of Defense, believes that the purchase of the F-22s is done, that we do not need to do any more after we complete the buy, and I agree with that. I support him in that. You can always make an argument, oh, we could always benefit from a few more. But that's true about everything in life. At some point, you have to say, yeah, but a few more means money not available for something else. And so the President really laid down the line that we were not going to buy additional F-22s once this buy is completed. It's consistent with the policy of the Bush administration. And there are certainly some people who disagree with that, both for parochial, but also for reasons involving their own view of national security. I believe the President's right, and Secretary Gates is right, and they're going to prevail on that issue. That's certainly an issue that's gotten a lot of attention. A lot of what we're doing is having to rebuild our military because of all the equipment that's been used in both Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, we're on track to do that, both through the normal appropriations process, but also through supplemental appropriations. I think we're on track to do that. It just takes a while to do that. There's a lot of equipment out there.
One thing, it seems like we talk about the timetable of Iraq and Afghanistan, and that was a lightning rod during the presidential debates, when to get out. And you don't even hear about that anymore. It seems like that there's so many other issues that's not even been an issue on the front burner of the media.
Well, you know, there was some tentative agreement during the Bush administration about what a timetable for American troops in Iraq ought to look like. And the Obama administration, I think he's been doing a good job of talking to military leaders. And the fact that everyone is in agreement, we've got to do something different in Afghanistan. So it has not been the really hot issue that may have been a couple years ago. I think there really is a consensus now about the direction we're moving in both Iraq and Afghanistan, both with their challenges, obviously. And we're so dependent on those our fine American men and women in uniform and those civilians that serve there, too. But I think there's been a pretty good consensus developing about the direction we're going right now.
And talking with Congressman Vic Snyder here on KFFB 106.1 FM and our open mic program, tomorrow we'll be talking about energy. Stay tuned.